Hi, it's Gordon here, and this is my first bull for 2012. Unfortunately, I've been unable to update my bull channel any earlier, and this is due to many different things. First of all, I've been having some persistent health problems, which have also impacted on some of my decisions that I also had to take in December and early January, which will have, of course, an effect on my future. But I won't go into details right now because I'm still waiting for the outcomes of these decisions. And my life generally has been full of ups and downs. As I said earlier, I have some health issues. Particularly what is worrying me right now is episodes of tinnitus that is ringing in the air and makes life difficult sometimes, and I'm trying to relax more lately. But the time I have, due to the limited energy I'm having right now, is dedicated to first priority is catching up on my work, and I'm trying to sort out the things I've left since I was out of the office due to medical reasons again. And my free time, I'm concentrating on getting better, relaxing, and updating my blog at ZoneMind. For those who don't know, ZoneMind, you can find it at zonemind.gordongd.com, is a blog where I explore life issues and thoughts that surface during my practice of meditation, which I have am doing, or I've been doing for quite some time now. And I must say that my exploration of Buddhist practice, of Buddhist teachings and philosophy, that is an ongoing thing, has helped me cope with the difficult times that I've been going through lately. And it has made me more aware of things that I haven't been aware of, or at least perhaps avoided to deal with. And so I will talk about some of my some of my meditations and in future booze, I hope. And well, there is basically the update that I wished to introduce this first boo. I apologize for all those who were either following me. I know I don't have a very great following, but there. today I just wanted to share something I composed, something I wrote. It will be a very short thing. But I have recently learned more about the Japanese style of poetry, writing, poetic writing, called the haiku. That's H-A-I-K-I. H-A-I-K-U, sorry. And the haiku is basically a short form of poetry. It is mainly composed, it is traditionally made up of three stanzas with varying lengths of syllables. There is a certain symmetry from the there is a certain symmetry in the way the haiku is divided as well. The first stanza is traditionally composed of five syllables. The second is composed of seven syllables. And the last is composed of five syllables. So we have 5-7-5 structure in the traditional haiku. I'm saying traditional because there have been variations and in various parts of the world where they are using also they have adopted the haiku. There you can find differences. Maybe the haiku in these new forms would take a different structure. I have discovered that I actually like haiku, and if I say so myself, I'm pretty good at them. I hope at least. And I find that the haiku style, is a way of expressing a lot of meaning with a few words. And we say that a picture says a million words, and a haiku in a way is like a picture, but of course it's also made of words. And with a haiku, I think you can evoke thoughts and feelings that you wouldn't be able to express, at least it wouldn't make the person reading it or listening to it aware of or give him or her the opportunity to think and reflect on what is being delivered, what is being communicated. And today I've decided to improvise a haiku. I've been improvising haikus, and especially when I'm finished, or at least waiting or something where I have to kill the time, so to speak. And the fact is that I find them enjoyable and stimulating, and also in a way they help me really collect and organize my ideas, because if you are to stick to the 575 syllable traditional haiku style, you need to be sure that the words you use in a haiku fit, or at least are consistent with that form. Okay, so let me start by choosing the subject for the first stanza. These are usually the first stanza and the second stanza are should be in a way related, and the third stanza is meant to contrast the first two stanzas in a way. At least that's what I understood. I may be wrong here, but I'm no expert, so that's my disclaimer, really. And let's start with an observation. Today happens to be cold and it's winter, so for the first stanza, I will put a cold winter's day, and that's five syllables. You have a cold, that's two syllables, winter's, that's two syllables, day. So we have the first five syllables ready of the first stanza. And now I must think something that perhaps relates to cold. And today is perhaps not now, it was windy. So let me try. Winds, that's one syllable. Blowing, that's two syllables, you know. Ferociously, that's four syllables. We have one more. Winds blowing ferociously. That's four, five, six. Oh, we have seven syllables there. Winds, that's one. Blowing, two. Ferociously, that's four. So three and four, okay. So that's the second stanza. You'll notice that I build up on the theme of a cold winter's day there, but you don't have to, they don't have to be related as such, but it helps to bring some kind of continuity, I think. That's my style, at least, that I'm experimenting with. And the last stanza should contrast with the first two, perhaps. And, well, so far we have talked about the cold and the wind in this haiku, and what would contrast with this physical and harsh nature. And so I was thinking something peaceful, something that ends up with a positive spin to this haiku. So what about dreams and at that hope and the future. And so a good stanza for the, a good theme for the last stanza would be a child that's two syllables, a child hopeful, that's two syllables, dream or dreams. So we have a child hopeful dream. A child's hopeful dream. Let's keep it singular. So there you have it. We have I have composed this haiku and improvised it a bit. Of course, I have paused the recording finishing each stanza to gather my thoughts, because it's not easy to improvise, and I didn't want to keep you waiting too much. But there you have it. So we'll see how it sounds together. So we started off with the first stanza. A cold winter's day. Winds blowing ferociously. A child's hopeful dreams. And there you have it. This is an improvised haiku. I hope you enjoy, and please leave a message. This is Gordon, and that's all for today. Thanks.